Today I faced a mountain that I have no strength to climb. And the struggle of this journey left me weak, both in body and in mind. Where I stand to the peak is a distance on my own I cannot reach. So this journey of a thousand steps begins right here on my knees. Soon I'll soar like an eagle. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Where I can almost see God's face rising in His splendor, to heights I never knew. One once looked like a mountain, just a hill, heaven's point of view. Let me get down here with you. Let me sing to you now. I may face things tomorrow. You know about cancer. I can't comprehend today. Circumstances so uncertain make it hard to find the strength to pray. But I'm living in the promise, I'll never leave you, I will always see you through. So what's this mountain to an eagle flying high? Heaven's point of view. Oh my God, this is beautiful! Soon I'll soar like an eagle. That did rise above your circumstance. High on wings of grace. God loves those tears and He loves them. Far into the heavens, where I can almost see God's face. Just a hill, heaven's point of view.
Why don't you let the Holy Spirit of God help you to soar above the eagles? I mean, to let God get a hold of you. Let the Holy Spirit of God take hold of your life. Get ready for a real Christmas with Jesus at the center. Let's go back to a little more of this song.
The Holy Ghost is moving. The Holy Ghost is touching lives. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, I may face things tomorrow I can't comprehend today.
I don't want my Baptist friends now to leave me. We Pentecostals, and just bear with us a minute, okay? And if you want to, you can shout with us.
That's it! But I'm living in the promise, I'll never leave you, I will always see you through. My God, the Holy Ghost is moving! Woo! Oh, what's this mountain to an eagle flying high from heaven's point of view? Oh God, yeah, 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 yeah God, the Holy Ghost.
What once looked like a mountain is just a hill from heaven's point of view. Wow, what a song. From heaven's point of view. Well, you know, excuse me. You know, it's a joy to really belong to the Lord. I'm just an old Pentecostal, and so you'll have to put up with a little of that if you want to enjoy these sermons with me. I don't mean to offend anyone. I promise you that. But I just believe that if there's an hour that needs a Pentecostal baptism, it is this hour. We are desperate. Father, pour out your Spirit upon us as we share this broadcast and this sermon around the globe. Everywhere on the face of this earth, as someone listens and shares, I pray the Holy Spirit will get a hold of their heart and they will really listen to the Word of God. Father, anoint me. Now, you anointed me when I preached this sermon in the sanctuary, but anoint it now as it goes out on the internet. Let it bless a multitude of lives. It's my burden to bless those people out there and to help them grow and mature in the things of God until the joy of the Holy Ghost is upon their life. It's your delight, Lord. It's your delight to make yourself real and to be near us in a deep and marvelous sense of experience. Lord, we don't live by experience. We live by the Word of God. But we need these experiences to keep us on track and to keep joy in our heart. And I thank you for them. Make yourself real today. In Jesus' name I pray. And amen. Now we're going to go to the sanctuary to hear a message that I hope, I believe, will be an especial blessing to your heart. It's a simple message, but I hope it will get you ready for Christmas. From the book of Acts, chapter 2, Peter quotes David. David, who lived 1,000 years before the manger and before the virgin birth, and yet he saw Christ in his glory and splendor. And I believe this sermon is going to be a blessing to you. That's my delight. This Saturday, the broadcast will be a very special one. We'll be talking about Jesus entering Jerusalem, establishing the city of Jerusalem as his capital, entering his palace, setting up his kingdom to reign 1,000 years. You don't want to miss it. You really don't. To the sanctuary now to hear the word of the living God, and I hope to bless your soul.
Christmas didn't know it.
Yeah, that's a good one. God bless you now. Hey, call us quickly, 1-800. Well, I don't know what happened there, but that wasn't what I was supposed to put in. I put the wrong sermon in. Oh, you bear with me. We'll just go right on and get the right sermon. That was the radio broadcast that we just made a copy of. But the Lord's good to us, and I want you to hear the word of God today. I know it will be a blessing to you. I know this word will be a blessing to you. God's word never fails. It's sufficient. It's mighty. It saves mightily. And here we go to the sanctuary. I want to read a little bit of that verse, and then we're going to Acts 2. I'm preaching this morning a very special sermon. I hope that I shall get you ready for the Christmas season. Not for the secular part of it, but for the spiritual part of it. Verse 10 of Philippians 3. That I may know him. That I may know him. Would you read that with me? That I may know him. That's what I want to preach this morning. That I may know him. It's not enough to know about him. It's not enough to know his name. It's not enough to know the scriptures that relate to his coming or his death or his return to rapture the church. That I may know him. I'm yearning this morning to know him more profoundly than I've ever known him in my life. Anybody feel that yearning? That I may know him. That I may know him. All right, turn with me to the book of Acts. Remember that phrase. That's the text of the sermon. But go to the book of Acts. Great, great book. Book of Acts, chapter 2. I want to read to you a few verses. I think it's 4. Beginning with verse 25. We're going to read the testimony of Peter concerning David, the psalmist. The testimony of Peter in his sermon in Acts 2, which was at Pentecost, about King David, the psalmist who wrote the great book of Psalms. For David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Now, I want to give you a little history. David was born in 1040 B.C. David died in 970 B.C. He was the second king of Israel. He wrote the book of Psalms. Well, there's a few that he did not write, but the majority, he wrote them. But there was something else that David represents, and you see it all through the Psalms. He represents a man who saw the Lord 1,000 years before he was born of the Virgin Mary. He saw the Lord 1,000 years before the manger was in that cow stall in Bethlehem. He saw the Lord. That's what the writer said. For David speaketh concerning him, and he's quoting Psalms, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. David continues to speak, therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Can you imagine having a glad tongue? What is a glad tongue? A tongue full of praise. A tongue full of hallelujahs. A tongue full of joy. A tongue that worships and praises. He said, my tongue was glad. Moreover, also, my flesh shall rest in hope. He's talking now about death. My flesh shall rest in hope. Because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou hast made known to me, David said, the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Four verses, the testimony of King David, who prophetically saw the Lord 1,000 years before the virgin birth. 1,000 years before the virgin birth, David saw the Lord. And this is his testimony. This is his testimony. I want to preach. I want to preach about this great truth. And I pray that it will really get a hold of you. Now, let me tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take the testimony of David. We're going to go to the book of Psalms on a few occasions here. And we're going to look at what David wrote because he knew the Lord. Because he knew the Lord. The Lord was personal to him. I don't understand it all. I don't know how to explain it all. But I know the Holy Ghost laid this on my heart so heavy last evening and again this morning, that somehow we would get a fresh vision of Jesus Christ. If a man could see the Lord 1,000 years before he was born, what ought we to see 2,000 years after he was born? If a man saw the Lord before he was born of the Virgin Mary, conceived by the Holy Ghost, if a man saw him and knew him so intimately, how intimate could you know him today? How intimate could you experience him today? What could be your joy if you would allow yourself to know him in all the glory and fullness and beauty of his power and his person? Hallelujah, that I may know him. Would you just slip a hand up and ask God to help me preach? Father, I give myself to preach this morning. I yearn with all my heart to preach this truth in a manner that we will leave here with a hunger for Jesus as we have never known before. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. May I say as I begin the sermon this morning that men's acquaintance with Jesus has really slipped in this modern generation. Men and women spend so little time in the Bible and so little time in consecration and devotion of themselves until their acquaintance with Jesus is distant at best and almost foreign to a multitude. There are many that know verses of the Bible, and they know great truths in the Bible, and they know that Jesus was really real. They know He was the Son of God. They know He was the crucified Redeemer, that by His blood we are saved and cleansed. But somehow, they don't know Him personally. They don't have this kind of acquaintance with Him that David had even prior to His coming as a person, as the incarnate Christ, to live among men and to make Himself known. He came to make Himself known. But this special man knew Him before He came to make Himself known. There was something that had happened to David. There was something that had taken place in his life that really is breathtaking. For David speaketh concerning Him, that's Jesus. I foresaw the Lord. And that word foresaw means, it is a prophetic word. That means I saw Him in advance. I saw Him before you saw Him, Peter, and all the great New Testament believers. I saw Him. I was acquainted with Him. And it wasn't a shallow acquaintance. It wasn't a distant acquaintance. It was a genuine acquaintance. For He said, I foresaw the Lord always before my face. He looked upon Him, for He is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Now, church, if you'll listen very carefully, I want you to hear my words. I want you to hear what the Holy Ghost might say to us this morning. For I believe we're in an hour of the coming of the Lord, and God is trying to get people who will obey and yield ready for that glorious and marvelous rapture. What a day that's going to be. And the way to get ready for the rapture is to know Him. It is so simple. It is so simple that the world bypasses it and never thinks twice. Much people in the world are very religious. Very religious. But very shallow in their religion. And I would bring you out of your shallowness this morning, should you be guilty, and bring you into a rich and wonderful acquaintance with Him. He said, I foresaw the Lord. He was always before my face. He was on my right hand that I should not be moved. Now, what I want to tell you to start with is you are a spiritual creature. You're not just flesh and blood. You're not just flesh and blood. You are a spiritual creature. You have the Spirit of the Father that dwells in you. I'm not talking about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I'm talking about even the sinner has the life of the Spirit that dwells in them, or they'd be in a coffin, in a graveyard. Every one of us have the Spirit of life. And there is a capacity in the human spirit to look beyond the natural, to look beyond that which we see with our eyes. There is a capacity in man to look into the spiritual realm and see and know God. Amen. Most people have never taken advantage of that capacity. Most people walk in a shallow land, in a wilderness land, and know so little of Him. Most churches are so dead and so void of the Holy Ghost. They go through motions, and occasionally they create a little motion, maybe with some music or some excitement, but the joy of the Lord is not there. I want you to have the joy of the Lord. I want you to experience the joy of the Lord. Now, to go with this verse 25, for David speaketh concerning Him, I foresaw the Lord.
I want you to go with me to Psalms 23 that David penned in one of the classic moments of his life. If David ever was in the presence of Christ, he was in the presence of Christ when he wrote Psalms 23. As I studied this last night, as the Holy Ghost began to speak to me from this text in the book of Acts, I thought, Lord, where have I been? You know what I committed myself to do? During Christmas, the next 2 weeks, next 3 weeks actually, counted to the New Year's Day, I'm going to read the entire book of Psalms again. And I'm going to read it with a highlighter in my hand. And I'm going to highlight everywhere I can see the presence of Jesus. I'm going to read it where I can see the presence of Jesus. Now, why has Psalms been a keepsake, a glorious book, a faithful book? Why has everybody loved Psalms all these years? I'll tell you why. Because conceived in the heart of Psalms is a prophetic picture of Jesus Christ. There's a living presence of the Son of God in the book of Psalms because it was written by a man who knew Him. A man who had seen Him. A man who walked with Him because He was at David's right hand. And as He wrote the book of Psalms division 23, I'm here to tell you He was in a high light presence of the blessed Lord. The Lord is my shepherd, He said. I shall not want. Oh, to kiss Him. Oh, my soul. Raise thy hand and love Him just a moment, will you? Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. When He said, the Lord is my shepherd, He wasn't trying to write poetry. He wasn't writing a line of a song to be sung, even though it can be and should be sung. He was talking about an experience. He knew Him. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. How often do we wander around trying to find little things of unimportance? How often are we empty and feel so alone? How often are we so lonesome and dreary? How often are we so desperate for a companion who will walk with us in the fellowship of Christ? And here it is, David, hallelujah, a man after God's own heart and writing of the Lord. He said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He goes, Father, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. My cup runneth over. Hallelujah. My cup runneth over. My cup runneth over. David wasn't... He wasn't just talking words when he said, my cup runneth over. He was talking experience. Hallelujah. How many of you have ever had your cup run over? Can I see your hand? Let me tell you, if you want your cup to run over, you get full of Jesus. If you want your cup run over, you get full of Jesus. If you want a life that's full of the strength of heaven, you get full of Jesus. If you want a shepherd that walks with you in the darkest night, you get full of Jesus. If you want to live a life that's meaningful and happy and holy and pure, you get full of Jesus like David had. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, on it goes. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Hallelujah. Most of you probably don't have any enemies. I've always had a few. Something about me that begets enemies. Somebody help me know what it is. Oh, then I'm not going to forsake that. I was going to change if you're going to tell me what makes me have enemies. But if it's Jesus that makes me have enemies, I ain't lazy. I ain't changing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. David had many enemies. You read David's writings, and he was the most persecuted man in the Bible. That there's not another great saint of God in the Bible that was persecuted like David. Even his son finally tried his best to take the kingdom from him and failed because God was with David. David was a man after God's own heart. Hallelujah. I want to tell you something. When you know Jesus, it makes you a man after God's own heart. Hallelujah. I foresaw the Lord, he said. He had looked upon him. He had seen his glory. He had seen his majesty. Woo, hallelujah. And the Lord prepared a table for him in the presence of his enemies. My cup runneth over. I like that part. Hallelujah. I like my cup full, John. I like my cup full, John. I can't stand a half full cup. If you pour me a glass of something to drink at your house, don't you bring me no half full glass. You know I'll send it back. Hallelujah. I'll send it back. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Would you help me out? Praise Him today, because if you know Jesus, He's everything you need. And David, 1,000 years before the manger, said, I foresaw the Lord. He's on my right hand, that I should not be moved. David stood the storms of life. David stood the test of everything that came against him. David faced army after army that came to destroy him. David faced many enemies that were determined to put him down. But David just stood the test and kept on going, because thou preparest a table before me. Hallelujah. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And what did he say? I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Why do I love church so much, Brother Matt? Because I know the master of the house. I know the master of the house. Hallelujah. Oh, you see, this is David's testimony. And suddenly, as I studied this, and the Holy Ghost spoke to me. I'm not bragging on me. I'm nothing. But the Holy Ghost spoke to me. I remember saying yesterday, Lord, I want a jewel of your truth out of this Bible that would bless me and help me to bless your people. And when the truth of it hit me, I said, thank you, Lord. I'm ready. I'm ready. Hallelujah. I foresaw the Lord. He is always before my face. I shall not be moved. I've got a table prepared for me in the presence of mine enemies. My cup's running over. My head's full. My heart's full. I'm happy. I'm going to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. He knew the Lord. I said he knew the Lord. Every time you read Psalms 23, you just remember, he knew the Lord. He wasn't writing about someone he didn't know. Let's look at verse 26. Therefore did my heart rejoice. My tongue was glad. Moreover, also my flesh shall rest in hope. Now, as you read, how many will read the Psalms with me during the next 3 weeks? Let me see your hand. Anybody will read them with me? Raise your hand way up high. Come on, I want them up high. I really would like for everybody here to do this. How many will do it with me? All right, got a lot of hands. The rest of you don't want your right hand to know what your left hand is doing, so you're not telling me, but I hope you'll do it. But I want you to understand something. You got to get it in your head. David's talking about what he was experiencing. David's talking about what he knew. David was dealing in the Psalms with the testimony of his acquaintance of Jesus. As you read Psalms, you just remember from Psalm to Psalm, the Son of God is being manifest. And Jesus is trying to speak of Him 1,000 years before He was born. That men would know He was coming. That men would know He was coming. Hallelujah. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Now go to Psalms 100. Go to Psalms 100. What was he doing when he wrote Psalms 100? He's having a spiritual picnic. He was having a Holy Ghost experience. He was having a joyous moment. And he said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Some of you haven't made a joyful noise to God in so long that I'm fixing to come back and see if I can get you off your seat to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. What do you think the Lord would enjoy? You telling Him you love Him. But do it with some enthusiasm. When I tell Sister Chambers I love her, it's not some dead, I love you. Is it, baby? No, no, no. And when I talk to him, I want him to know I mean it. Everybody in the building that would tell him you love him like you mean it, stand up and do it right now. Will you do it? Every one of you that will stand up right now, tell him you love him. Now raise your hands and tell him you love him. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Don't make some sad noise. Don't be gloomy and don't be drunk. Hallelujah. Yet the Lord my was so to me. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, to hallelujah. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Serve him with gladness. Am I crazy? Thank you. Head across the mind, boy. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. You like this? Raise those hands and make a joyful noise. God bless this sister Lincoln. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All ye land, serve him with gladness. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 woo, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Jesus, David knew the Lord, and David was praising him, and there was joy, and there was excitement. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, great day. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All ye lands, serve him with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Come before his presence with singing. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and to his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Hallelujah. Brother Mark, this is biblical. David knew the Lord, and David was teaching us how to worship. Do you know, this is so close to New Testament. I wonder if Psalms ought not sometime be in the New Testament. A couple of days. Well, I feel his joy. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! I want him to know I love him. I love him. I love him. I love him, I love him, I love him, I love him. Just worship him, everybody. I'm in no hurry. Hallelujah. That's so. Could I tell you about one of David's queens? Go ahead, brother. Listen to the Holy Ghost a minute, everybody. Listen to the Holy Ghost a minute. Listen to the Holy Ghost a minute. Listen now. Everybody needs to listen. The Holy Ghost is speaking to us. Obey him, my brother. Hear me, saith the Lord. Hear me, saith the Lord. Listen carefully. I want a people who love me and praise me with all their heart. I spoke through David because I would lead you and teach you and guide you into praise that brings my blessings into your life. I will pour out upon you such blessing and favor that you shall be an envy of your neighbors and of your family, and they will want to know the God you know because of your testimony of praise. Be my people. Praise me with all your heart, saith the Lord. And I'll make myself real to you. And you will know my joy. And you will know my joy. Now raise your hands and praise Him with all your heart. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank the Holy Ghost for speaking to our hearts. Hallelujah. He would lead us to praise Him. He would lead us to magnify Him. He would fill this house with praise, church. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, worship Him with all your heart. Worship Him with all your heart. Praise Him with all your heart. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Entering His gates with thanksgiving, into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and His truth endureth to all generations. David knew that because he'd been with the Lord, Brother Jim. David knew that because he'd stood in the presence of Jesus of Nazareth. David knew that because the Lord had revealed Himself to him. Do you understand? It's breathtaking. Now let's just go back a moment to the book of Acts. I'm fixing to bring this sermon to a conclusion. But go back to the book of Acts. Because thou wilt not suffer thou wilt not leave my soul in hell. Neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Did you know? Those were the first words that were given prophetically of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The first words given prophetically in the Old Testament of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. David said, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One. That's the Son of God. That's the one born in a manger. That's the one crucified on the cross. That's the one resurrected the third morning. That's the one who is at the Father's right hand interceding for us. And David, way back in prophecy, said, thou wilt not leave thine Holy One or allow Him to suffer corruption. Did you know? He laid in the tomb 3 days. And 3 days is all you need for metamorphosis. Is that the right word? Metamorphosis to set up. And a man will stink incredibly bad in 3 days. A man will I know what can happen. I've seen some result of it. I worked in a funeral home. You leave a person out of that embalming for 2 or 3 days and you got a real mess on your hands. But the Son of God was in the tomb 3 days and not the smell of death didn't even pass over Him. Not 1 ounce of metamorphosis set in upon Him. He was divine. He was divine flesh. He had divine blood. He could not corrupt. He could not corrupt. Hallelujah. When the angel rolled the stone away, all you smelled was sweet perfume. Hallelujah. Because the Son of God came out of that tomb with victory and triumph and joy. Hallelujah. Now I know. I want to tell you something, church. I want you to listen to me. Never has there been a day that men need to know Jesus like they need to know Him today. And you can know Him. I want to tell you, every one of you, way down deep, and I'll use Marlon as my example here. Way down deep in that inner person, there's the spirit of life that was breathed by God when He was born. You remember when he don't remember, and you don't remember, but when He was born, He had never breathed. But as soon as He came out of that womb, He breathed. And the breath of life that He breathed was a little bit of the spirit by which He could know God. And I want to tell you, there's not a one of you that cannot know Him intimately. There's not a one of you that cannot know Him in such fullness that you will never doubt Him. There's not a one of you that cannot walk in His fellowship and feel Him standing at your right hand. There's not a one of you that cannot have communion with Him until it's face to face and mouth to mouth and joy to joy. Did you know that? He wants you to know Him. Oh, hallelujah. How many of you want to know Him? You really want to know Him. Raise your hand high if you really want to know Him. Oh. Brother Jim. Hallelujah. Tope so kalemate. Would you slip your hand up? Everybody stand in place. The presence of the Holy God. Father, I've not finished this sermon, but I've gone as far as I should go. Somebody in this building needs to know Jesus. Somebody needs to be saved. Somebody knows about Him. Now, won't you listen to me? Somebody in this building knows about Him, but you've never met Him. You've never become fully acquainted with Him. You've never been so born again that you were a brand new creature. If you feel that you might be in that circumstance, nobody will judge you. But step out of your seat and come and stand at this altar. Come. I know about Him, but I've never had this acquaintance that I could say the Lord is my shepherd.
Jesus.
Anybody? I'm coming. I'm coming. I want to know Him for myself. Just step out. Be courageous.
Savior, Prince of Peace, ruler of
my heart. Corporate. Yes. Today.
Today.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus, Lord.
If you want to know Him more deeply, raise your hand, will you? I really got to know Him. If you don't know Him, you're not ready for the rapture. If you don't know Him, you're not ready for the rapture. You cannot say He's my shepherd. You're not ready for the rapture. Why don't you come? Come here and stand. Nobody's going to judge you. We're just going to help you pray until you have a touch from His presence. Ruler of my heart. Anybody that can say, I want to know Him, step out. Come. All right. Everybody that wants to know Him more intimately, will you come? Step out and come. Visitors, please come on. Don't be a visitor in this house. You're part of us. Lord, have a hissing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, Sister Lisa. Bring your family. Hallelujah. 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 Ruler. My heart. Now throw your hands up and say, Jesus, I've got to know You. I'm opening my heart. I'm opening my inner spirit. Make Yourself real to me. I've got to know You, Jesus.
Jesus.
I wish everybody could know Him like David knew Him. I wish everybody could know Him like David knew Him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Ruler of my life. My heart today.
Jesus.
All right, praying. Everybody praying. Love her, Lord. Love her, Lord. How to cover us. How to push us. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Savior.
Everybody sing it out now, would you? Ruler of my heart. Hallelujah. Jesus. Could I take a moment? There's one person I know in this building. You're not convinced you're saved. You're troubled about whether or not you're saved. But yet you're just not wanting to come and confess that. You don't have to come down here and say anything except to Him. Why don't you step out and say, I'm coming. I've got to leave here fully acknowledging that Jesus is my Savior and my Lord. Will you step out? You know who you are. Step out. Move quickly. I'm coming. I'm coming. Don't let the devil talk you out of it. Hold it, cover it. Don't let the devil talk you out of it. Never. Nevermore. I wish you would come. I wish you'd come. He's ready to save you this morning. He's ready to save you this morning. He's ready. 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 Tell everybody, coming home. I'm coming home.
Coming home.
Oh, coming.
Coming.
Never, never, never,
nevermore to roll. Open wide
arms of love. If you would say with me, I want to know Jesus like never before. Slip your hand up. Wait, raise it high, will you? I want to know Him like I've never known Him before, Brother John. I want to be so deeply acquainted with Him that when I walk in this pulpit, you can see Jesus in everything I say and do. Mark, we need some preachers that are so full of God that there's no way you can doubt. I'm hungry for that. The book of Psalms. My Christmas joy. I'm going to dig right in. I love you. Lay your hand on somebody beside you and pray for them. Hallelujah. Would you pray for somebody around you? Father, we pray for one another. We pray for one another. We pray your touch in your hand.